rise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunch Time Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here,
only because.
Lovely, lovely day to you all. This is Sir Brian on your number one station, Shalom FM. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. That was Travis Green with Made a Way. God will always make a way for you. Now, this is the motivational drive where I begin to speak to you to give you a bit of motivation to go about your day, your dream, whatever it is you hope to accomplish. My name is Sir Brian, and I'm the number one transformational speaker in Cape Town, hoping to go global. Now, my topic today is dreams are possible. Dreams are possible. As silly and as simple as it sounds, but it is something that you need to keep at the back of your mind whenever you have something that you want to accomplish. It's possible. Listen for a second. The world, as you hear my voice right now, this was only a dream. It was just a dream. Someone thought that it's possible for us to make a system, or to make about hardware and software that are able to communicate voices all over the world. And that's, they made the dream possible. It was not easy. Probably people laughed at them to say, this is ridiculous. Nothing like that has ever been done. The world needs more dreamers, but not just dreamers. The world is necessarily crying for those who are willing to take action on the dream that they have. Now, my favorite story in the Bible, one of my favorite, I've got so many stories in the Bible that I love, but it's about a young man called Joseph. Joseph is born in a family where everybody is trying to win the love of the father. Everybody's trying to do so much. And Joseph, as he was a child, he always had a dream. And he told this dream to his fellow brothers and told them, one day, he said, in my dreams, I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowing down before me, which was simply to say, even my mother and my father and you, my 11 brothers, are going to bow down before me. They laughed at him. They grew angry because Joseph had something that they did not have. A lot of people will settle for whatever the world is giving them when God has actually said, I've given you all things pertaining to your life, pertaining to everything that you need, even your dream. Everything that you need is within you. Everything that you need is within you. Listen to me. When God created Adam and Eve, he gave them dominion, he gave them power, he gave within them the seed to multiply, to fill the earth, to do so much. It was within them, and in them taking action were they able to grow and to multiply. The same, he says, the tree. The tree that you see on the road as you walk or as you drive was simply a seed. But the seed, that tree was basically in a seed. Meaning to say that if that seed was not given an atmosphere or a platform to grow, there would not be a tree. There would not be mangoes, bananas, and whatever fruits that you can imagine. So I don't know what dream God has placed within your heart. He put it within you for you. For you to be able to put your dream into reality, to make it happen. But God is not like a lot of people in this world that they give you things to do, but they don't really give you the know-how, the knowledge. They don't help you along the way. God promises to give you the wisdom, the knowledge. In the Bible, they say that he who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives it abundantly. So I don't know what dream you have. Probably it seems impossible. You as you try and think about it, you think it's not possible. Look at my circumstances. Look at where I am. Look at my family. Look at my bank account. But listen to me. It does not matter what's going on in the world. God is not limited. For the earth and the full and its fullness is the Lord's. The earth and its fullness is the Lord's. So it's not about not having the resources. It's about not being resourceful enough. And our resource is God. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So therefore, Paul went about doing great things. He accomplished so many things more than the disciples who walked with Jesus, simply because he had the dream and he held on to that dream to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And he went to so many places proclaiming the gospel, the good news, while others slept, while others did not really do everything. It's not enough that you have the potential to be great. You need to take action and to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told this dream to his brothers, and they hated him more, and he kept having this dream. Don't let go of your dream. God put it within your heart, within your mind, that the world needs your dream to be accomplished so that the world may have light and may have prosperity. Listen, when you prosper, it's not just you who benefits. It's your family. It's your friends. It's the world at large. For when you create a business, you create employment, you feed so many people. Whatever dream you have, whatever you want to achieve, I'm telling you that it's possible. I'm telling you it's possible. If I look at my life, how I started wanting to be a speaker, I didn't think I had the capacity or the capability to do it. But God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies those whom he has called. God is simply looking for those who have the earnest heart, a man after God's own heart, a man who say, or a woman or a child or a boy or a girl who say, Lord, here I am, send me. Lord, give me the resources, give me the wisdom, connect me to the destiny helpers that will help me accomplish all that you have put within me. So Joseph told these dreams to his brothers, and they hated him more, to the point that if you don't know the narrative, let me quickly just narrate it for you. So Joseph was his father's favorite. The father favored Joseph more than his fellow brothers because Joseph did not limit himself in his mind. He saw himself being great. Listen, when you have a dream and you are not afraid to dream and to say it, for whatever you're willing to say, most of us, we only say problems and limitations. But when you begin to speak abundance and prosperity, you attract it. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So Joseph was saying his dream, and one day the brothers went busy with the sheep, herding the sheep somewhere, and the father sent Joseph to say, go and give food to your brothers, maybe they are hungry. And Joseph was simply obedient to the voice of the father. It doesn't matter what dream you have, if you're not obedient, you will not make it. You have to be obedient to God, what God says. You have to obey every principle that God says you must. For you to become a prince, like our bishop says, he says that if you want to become a prince or a princess, then do not let go of the principles. For it is only principles that make you a prince or a princess. So Joseph obeyed his father, and he went out of love. He went for it to help his brother with the food that he was given. But when the brothers saw him afar off, they said, "Look, look, there comes the dreamer. There comes the dreamer." And they started plotting to say, "What shall we do to him?" Listen, your dream, sometimes your dream will make people hate you. Or they will start to look down upon you. A lot of people in this world have gotten to a point that they don't see themselves growing, to the point that when they see someone growing, they want to pull him down so that they remain on the same platform. Don't allow people to pull you down by their negativity. Don't allow people to pull you back because they are afraid. Be fearless. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of a sound mind. You need to say, "God gave me this dream. God gave me this vision. And no matter how bad it is, no matter what, where I've come from, I'm going to go for what God says is mine." You have to fight. Fight the good warfare. Put on the whole armor of God and go for what God gave you. Forget about everything else. One man with God is a majority. You don't need, if your partners let you down, if people who promise to help you, to support you, are not willing to support you, don't look on people, look to God. David says, "Some trust in horses and chariots, but I put my trust in God, the one who made heaven and earth. Is able to sustain me, is able to help me, is able to lift me up from where I am." God will make a way for you. He knows, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and an expected end." Don't you dare give up on that dream that you have. Don't look around your circumstances. Don't look around. There's a quote, one of my favorite quotes. It says that the people who go for what they want and get in this life, they look for the circumstances that they need to make their dream a reality. And if they can't find the circumstances, they don't quit, but they simply make the circumstances work for them. It's not about your environment. It's not about where you are. It's not about where you're starting. For the end is always greater than the beginning. Start with whatever you have. Start with the little that you have, but go for it. Go for it. Listen, your dream is possible. That dream was given to you by God himself, because the world needs the solution. You are an answer to the prayers of many, but some people will starve and die simply because you are afraid to take action. You're afraid. Don't be afraid. God does not give you a dream and leave you as you are. But when you begin to take the step of faith, God will make it happen for you. So Joseph, they plan, they've got different ideas. I don't know what your enemies are fighting, but we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things. Listen to me, it does not matter what your brothers are planning against you, what the enemy is trying to throw in your path or in your way. You don't quit. You don't give up. Hold on to God. It doesn't matter what storms are raging in this world that we live in, no matter how dark it is, but there's always God to bring light. God will bring about light. Even if you can't see the way, hold on to God and say, "God, open my eyes so that I can walk in the dark, so that I can see my way." Even when you're unclear, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did it in the past for different people. He lifted them up from insecurity, from nothing, from not being known to being great. So Joseph, they were busy planning and plotting and all. But you can never stop what God has placed in the hearts of men. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Listen, I don't know what dream you have, but today it's about pushing you to begin to take the steps that you need to take. I say the dream is possible. Shalom FM, our motto, our theme is there's always a way out. If you're finding yourself hitting blockages, if you're finding yourself not having, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, look to God. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. Every dream is possible. Every dream is possible. Listen to me. We've heard so many amazing stories, amazing testimonies of how God is intervening in people's lives, how God is changing lives, how God is lifting up people even from being nothing to being a hero, from being a zero to being a hero. So anything is possible. Your dream is possible. Your dream is possible. Joseph simply had a dream. He said that one day you all bow down before me. Not just bow down, but I'll be able to provide for everyone. Listen, the best revenge against your enemies is not fighting with them with words or with stick or whatever. The best revenge is massive success. And massive success comes about by allowing yourself to be a vessel for God's glory. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God for his glory. Listen, God, when God created man, he gave man, in man is every solution to every problem and challenge that you face. It's all within you. I don't know what crisis you face at this time being, but I'm saying to you, don't look at what's around you, but look unto God. He's the answer to all our dreams. He's the answer to all our problems, our challenges. He is the answer. This is Shalom FM. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. You can get in touch with us at +27810269868. I want you to share with us how God is making things happen for you in your dream. Your testimony is an encouragement to many. Your testimony will help so many people who are about to give up. This is Sir Brian. Don't go away. Let's come back and we continue with the story of Joseph. Every dream is possible.
It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
see there is no God like our God. There's no one like you who gave your life like you.
Who paid the price?
Who paid our price like you?
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
There's no one like you.
Yep, welcome back to Shalom FM. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. That was Kirk Franklin with a God. There's no God like you. Now, I say that for those joining us, we are talking about every dream, your dream. Your dream is impossible. Listen, whatever seems impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible. Now, there's no God like Him. Our God is such a God who created us, not only for just creating, for just creation, but simply He created every man with a purpose, with a dream, with a plan, with a vision. There is something that you're meant to accomplish in this world, but you only accomplish it if you begin to move and to ask God, open my eyes that I may see what you have in mind for me. And then help me, Lord, give me the strength, the courage to go for my dream. Give me the resources that I need. The earth and its fullness is yours. There is nothing you are, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Nothing is too hard for you. Listen, my dream is so big, Lord, but you are a big, big God. You are bigger than the earth itself. So God will make it happen for you. Now, we are talking about the Bible story, Joseph. Joseph is a young man who had a dream, but his brothers grew to a point of hating him simply because he had a dream. And for those who are joining us, you may have people who are hating on you simply because of your dream. You may have people who have given up on you. They don't see you as you want to see them, but don't mind them. For God sees you as the way He created you. God is not worried about your present. He's not worried about your past. He's worried about you accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, and saying, Lord, here am I. Help me, Lord. Help me be all that you created to me. So Joseph, he goes to the field to help his brother. And when they see him afar off, they say, there comes the dreamer. I don't know who has said, there comes the dreamer to you. But don't you dare give up on that dream, for God placed it within your heart to bring about salvation, not only for the same people that are hating on you, but for your family, for friends, for the entire nation at large. The world needs solutions more than problems. We are tired of crying and not having answers. We need people who come and be an answer, who say, Lord, use me so that I can be an answer to the issues and problems of men. So Joseph, they plan, they say, let's kill him. But then one of his brothers says, no, we can't kill him. There will always be someone who will be there for you. God always places people to help you, to fight for you, even when you don't know there's someone fighting for you. So don't you dare quit on God. Don't you dare quit on your dream. For God is faithful. You complete the good work that He has started in you. So Joseph, they decide to throw him into a pit so that he can starve, and they make a plan. Let's take off his robe and let's dip it in blood, and we'll say he was attacked by the beast, to tell to his father. And Joseph, in that pit, I'm sure he was crying in misery, in pain, in worry, in, you know, in heartbroken that his beloved brothers, who he had come to help with all his heart, have done this evil to him. There are so many of us in this world who have been cut deep by different people. We have been disappointed by our very family members, people who are close to us, our boyfriends, our girlfriends. They cheated on us or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is, and you're holding on to that block of pain, the block of hatred. I want to tell you today that you must forgive and let it go. Forgiveness is not only for, it's not just meant for them, but it's meant for yourself. For when you're carrying on to that load, you're not able to move. You have to let it go. God is our avenger. You avenge every enemy, everything that the enemy has done to us. If you cry and say, Lord, avenge me of my enemies, God will bring havoc to their household. So you don't need to fight against them, but you simply need to say, Lord, here I am. I lay it all at your throne of grace. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Many of us are not really able to move forward because we're looking constantly back. If we keep looking back, we'll be like Lot's wife who looked back and she became a pillar of salt. I don't know. I don't want to be salt. You don't want to be salt. Stop looking back. Listen, if someone, for example, stabs you on your hand, that hand, you will not die because of the stab, but you will die if you allow it to keep bleeding. So you must dress it, you must put a bandage and have it taken care of. So many of us have been stabbed, but we are not dying because of the stab, but we are dying because we have not addressed the wound. God will heal our broken hearts. Joseph, when he was in there, he only had one way to look, and that was up. If you can look up, then you can get up. If you can look to God, then you know God can lift you up. Peter and John, as they were going to the temple, they see a man who was lame since he was birth, and they say to him, look up, look unto us. You need to stop looking at your situation around you, but look to God. Because God has an answer, the very answer that you need, God has it. The very resources that you need to make your dream possible, God has it for you. But you just need to look up. Some people in this world, if you tell them that, let's go to this place, they'll tell you that, no, it's too expensive. No, we can't be in that place. Listen, I did not ask you if it's possible to go to this place. I said, let's go. All you need to do is to go. So many people, instead of seeing solutions, they only see problems. And because they see problems, that's what they keep attracting to themselves. That man, if he kept looking down, he would see his feet, which were useless, he would see himself as being lame. He would keep on seeing the situation that he's been in for life. You can never solve a problem that you have brought about in the same mindset that you brought about it, but you need to lift your mind above the problem. And that is how you lift it. You lift it up in prayer. You lift it up in seeking God, in fasting. We are at command of faith unto our 50 days of prayer and fasting. And fasting and prayer really brings about results. Our Bishop N. Simeon recently launched his book, Prayer the Master Key. Prayer the Master Key. I know that as you are going on, as you are busy with your dream, some doors may have seemed locked and are not opening. You need to read this book. You need to read this book and say, how do I get the Master Key to open every door that is being shut in my face when I want exactly what's in that place? And the other book is 58 Reasons Why You Should Fast. I always say this, that if prayer is the key, then fasting is the dynamite that will blow about the whole building. Because if you don't have a key to open a door, For example, if your child or your brother or your son or someone who you love with all your heart is locked up in a place and the building is on fire, if you don't have a key for that door, you knock out the doors, you knock out the windows, you blow whatever needs to be blown. So fasting is really you blowing up to get what rightfully belongs to you. If the enemy is causing delays, is causing havoc, you need to fast and to pray and say, I refuse this, for I am a child of God. The victory that we have is in Christ Jesus. Even our faith in Christ, there is always a way out. So Joseph was looking up. He was looking up. And later on, Joseph is sold to Egypt. He became a slave in a foreign nation. But Joseph did not change. He did not change his character. Your environment should not change who you are. You being having greatness within you, you should walk as someone who is great, not because you can see it, but simply because you know it, that God put it within you to be great, and you're going to make it, not by your own strength, but by his spirit, not by might, but by the spirit of God. So Joseph, even when he was in Egypt, in Potiphar's house, busy doing whatever he was doing, he found favor. Grace is favor. When we have been given grace by God to be called his sons and daughters, you're not just ordinary. You are the son and the daughter of the Most High God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Nothing is impossible with him. So therefore, because you are his child, how much more shall he do for you? Listen to me. If God was willing to give his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you, how much more the little things that you need in this life? How much more than the little funds, the financial help, and whatever you need to make your dream possible? How much more? He gave the most precious gift of all, which is his life. His life. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. When we're meant to die, to perish because of our sins, God loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but they should have everlasting life. You know, it's a guarantee. All you need to say is to accept. All you need is to take what God has already given to you. He's given us all things pertaining to this life. He has given us abundantly above whatever we can see, think, or imagine. He's given us all things. We just need to claim in faith. And faith without action is dead. So your faith has to be action. Your faith has to have action. So Joseph, even in that place, he soon again was given a crime he did not commit, and he was thrown into prison. I don't know who I'm talking to at this point in time. They may have put you in a pit. They may have wanted to kill you. They may have thrown you in prison for a crime you did not do. They may have done so much evil to you. But whatever they have done, whatever bad they have done in your life, God will turn it for your good. Listen, for all things work for the good unto them who love the Lord. It doesn't matter how bad it is, but God will turn it for you. There's a turnaround. In Christ, in God, there's always a turnaround. There's no, listen to me, in God, there's always a happy ending for you. There's always a happy ending for you. You are the superhero of your life, and God has given you that dream, and that dream is possible for you simply because there is nothing impossible with God. That dream is possible simply because God is not limited by circumstances or situations. God is an unlimited God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is too hard for him. That's what he says. And Joseph later on became a prince in a foreign land, where people, the same brothers that had wanted to kill him, came and bowed down before him, even his mother and father. And he became an answer not only for his brothers, mothers, and you know, his family and friends. He became an answer to the whole nation of Israel. So don't limit yourself to what you see now. Do not walk by sight, but walk by faith. For he who placed that dream in you will give you the resources you need to make it happen. You're listening to my voice now because God gave me this voice and God made the facilities for me to be able to speak through this microphone to bring about a message to you today to say your dream is possible because there is nothing impossible with God. I'm speaking to you because I had a dream to speak to the whole entire nation and tell the entire nation that anything is possible. Look at me. If you look at where I started, you'll be shocked. But my capacity and capability is not simply because I'm intelligent or the smartest or whatever. Probably it's simply because God calls those who he wants, and those who answer the call, God gives the resources that they need. Peter was just a fisherman, but Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. If Peter had stayed fishing, he was going to die not being known by the world. But Peter became great. Peter is well known even up to this day and age simply because he answered the call to follow God. So in your dream, ask God. Don't ask what God can do for you, but ask yourself, what can I do for God in the dream that I have, in my business, in my career, in my professional life, in my family life? What can I do for the glory of God? Every dream is possible. As I come to the end of our show today, I just want you to remind you to say, like our page, Shalom FM, on all social media. And you can visit our website for the schedules, you know, show schedules, www.shalomfm.org. And our WhatsApp number, would love to hear from you, is +27 810269868. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. Let us know. Let us pray with you. Let us help you. Let us be there for you. This is Say Brown, Ryan, your transformational speaker at Shalom FM.
This radio is on fire for Jesus. You're experiencing pure joy 24/7 from your holy channel, Shalom FM, Cape Town. Positive ingredients, freshly brewed by Shalom FM, Cape Town. We give God all the credit. Stay blessed and stay tuned. We are Shalom FM. It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for midnight prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up on a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Can y'all feel that? Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, oh, oh. Feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh.
Praying.
Feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh.
Look in the mirror.
Feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh.
Always remember.
Feeling so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
That I can't
but the Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven.
Came
like
down from heaven.
Down.
Hardships, difficulties.
Right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still.
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile.
To be happy, but then you gotta have something happen then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
This radio is on fire for Jesus. You're experiencing pure joy 24/7 from your holy channel, Shalom FM Cape Town.
Welcome back to Shalom FM. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. Now, today is really an interesting topic. We're talking about dreams being possible and you not limiting yourself to what's around you, but looking unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. So I've been on a talk about talking about Joseph, the young man Joseph, who had a dream. And he did not mind his brothers hating on him. He did not mind being thrown into a pit. He did not mind being given a crime he did not commit. He did not mind being thrown into prison. He did not mind being forgotten about the very people that he helped. But he knew that the one who had given him the dream was faithful. Listen. It doesn't matter if the people around you are untrustworthy, they are unfaithful, but God is trustworthy. God is faithful. He is faithful. He does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can hold on to God and say, Lord, this dream, you gave me this dream because you saw that in this world, there's a need for a solution that I'm about to bring about because of this dream. I'm stuck. There are no finances. There is lockdown. Things are going sideways, Lord, but you are God. You're not limited by the government's regulations. You're not limited by what I see. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see opportunities that are beyond everybody else. Give me wisdom to be able to maneuver in this place, to be able to move myself from point A to point B. Lord, I cannot give up. The good work that you have started in me, you promised to bring it into fulfillment. So Joseph, later on in the story, he becomes a prime minister in a foreign land. Say to God, Lord, allow me to be a Joseph. Allow me to be a David in my day and age. Allow me to be a Daniel. Allow me to be a Peter. Allow me to be an Esther. I love the story of Esther. At a certain point in time, Esther was afraid to take action, and the uncle Mordecai said to Esther, Esther, you have to do this thing for not only for yourself. If you don't do it, don't think that God is not going to raise someone else to fight for his people. If you don't move on that dream, don't think that God is going to be stuck. You don't allow your fears, don't allow your failures, don't allow your disappointments to hold you back, because God is still able to make a way. You remember Jesus on a donkey walking into the nation of Jerusalem, walking, and the people said, tell your people, tell your followers, your disciples to remain quiet. And Jesus says to them, if they remain quiet, the stones on this road will begin to make noise. So listen to me. Rather than let the stones make noise, why don't you allow yourself to make noise and to praise God, to preach the gospel, to do whatever you need to do, to know that your dream, that dream that you have, it was only given to you. It's possible. Don't allow that dream to die with you, but say, God, revive me. Lord, I need the courage. I need the confidence. I need the resources to go for what's rightfully mine. Now, Joseph says to his brothers later on when they were crying and saying, forgive us, forgive us. They say to him, Joseph says to them, that which you sought for evil, God has turned it for my good. So I'm saying to you that as you go about your dream, you may have been disappointed, you may have been let down, you may have failed time and time again, but God will turn it all for your good. Don't you dare give up on God. Every dream is possible. Now, in Shalom FM, our motto is there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. I think that in this day and age, a lot of us find ourselves hopeless, find ourselves, you know, being stuck in certain places where our dreams have been shattered and scattered. Our families are so far, and there's just a lot of things going on in this life to the point that we don't see to find a way. But it's not your job to make a way. Allow God to make a way for you. Allow God to open doors for you. He says that if I open a door, no man can close it. Allow yourself to be an instrument, for whatever you bind on earth is bound on heaven. Now, on all social media platforms, you just go to Shalom, at Shalom One. At Shalom One. Go on Instagram, go on Facebook, go on Twitter, follow us. Follow us on all social media platforms. It's Shalom FM One. And our website, there's so much going on in our website. We've got so many programs planned ahead of you. And if you need to see the schedule to know, just go to www.shalomfm.org. And remember, we always want to hear feedback from you. We want to hear what's going on in your life. We want to partner with you in prayer. We want to partner with you in business. We want to market, to advertise. We want to put you out there so the world knows you exist. The world knows that you're working on your business. You're working on your dream. Get in touch with us. You can send a WhatsApp +27 8 1026 9868. It's Shalom FM One. This is Sir Brian. talking about every dream is possible. Don't you dare give up on God. God will make all things work out for you for your good. It doesn't matter how bad the circumstances are. Just look up to God and say, Lord, you gave me this dream. You gave me this vision. You gave me this idea. May you make a way for me, and God will make a way for you. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. See you next time. Continue listening to your favorite radio station, Shalom FM. Have a blessed day.
Positive ingredients, freshly brewed by Shalom FM Cape Town. We give God all the credit. Stay blessed and stay tuned. We are Shalom FM Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ.